music, conversation. Friday evening, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good evening, my friends. It's great to have you with us once again here on a Friday night on Phoenix. And thanks very much to Matt for the last couple of hours and the new music show. Great tracks as ever. So my name is Patrick and this is the show we call Friday Night Extra. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday evening entertainment. So the chat tonight will come in the first hour with a conversation with Rob Sags. If you're a regular listener to the show, then you know that I've chatted to Rob on many occasions over the last 2 or 3 years. He comes from the charity Chess, based in Chelmsford. And they provide homeless provision for quite a large part of Essex. And so he'll be telling us about how COVID-19 has affected their work, what they're managing to do for fundraising at this time, and just generally about the work of the charity and how you can support it. So that'd be really interesting, as it always is. And then later on, we've got the birthdays quiz, where we've got three artists who've had birthdays during this week. I shall play you some information about them, a track by each of them. And then all you have to do is email me radio@phoenixfm.com and I'll find out which one of the artists you think, how old they were. And whoever's got the most, well, that will be the winner after we've had all three. And then later on, too, we're having the chart this week from 74 with three tracks from that. And in between all that, of course, if you want to play a request for you, then that's easy. That's just radio@phoenixfm.com. And we'll sort it out as best we can. So that's our little show for tonight. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm delighted to have your company, however long you can stick with me. And, of course, should you need to go, it's all being recorded anyway. And we'll be up on the show blog Friday, the 20th of November. You know which year it is. We won't even bother to say it.
Friday Night Extra on Phoenix 98 FM.
And starting us off tonight, these are the Piano Guys with something we all need to hear. It's all going to be okay.
Now Megadeth plays inside my head. I try to turn it down, but I can't quite drown it out. I'm tortured every day. These never-ending worries pulling on my sleeve. So many times now I was supposed to tap out. All the walls would fall down around me. All anybody would tell me is all that bad news. How it's gonna fall through. But no matter what they say or what they say, it's gonna be okay. For all of us, saying we are not enough. So fight for your life. The world's gonna try to sell you some lies. So many times now I was supposed to tap out. All the walls would fall down around me. All anybody would tell me is all that bad news. How it's gonna fall through. But no matter what they say or what they say, it's gonna be okay.
Piano guys, and it's going to be okay. And evening to Phil, who emailed us, radio@phoenixfm.com. If you're a regular listener, you say, oh, she always does right at the beginning. Absolutely. Yes, indeed she does. And she's asked tonight, could we have anything by Glenn Miller? So I thought we'd have Pennsylvania 65,000, which is a 1940s swing jazz and pop standard, with music by Jerry Gray and lyrics by Carl Sigman, recorded by Glenn Miller and his orchestra as a Bluebird 78 RPM. And it's a very popular song in Chile, since entertainer Dan Francisco applied it as a jingle for a telephone charity which was changing lives for young people who had reduced mobility. So any listeners in Chile listening will love this tonight. You'll like it too, Phil.
Thank you. Pennsylvania 65000.
Heading back to 1940 there, that's Glenn Miller and Pennsylvania 65000. And I'm always interested in why songs are written. And apparently Glenn Miller and other big bands played regularly at the Hotel Pennsylvania's Café Rouge in New York City. And that was the phone number for the hotel. So I guess they were thrilled with the song.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is an important update about coronavirus. To help save lives, new national restrictions are now in place until the 2nd of December. You must stay at home. Only leave home for food, medical reasons, exercise, education, or work. You must work from home if you can and avoid travel unless essential. Go to gov.uk/coronavirus for latest guidance and exemptions. Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives.
Hi, it's Antonia Jones. Why not join me for the Saturday Breakfast Show on Phoenix FM from 7am to 10am? I'll be playing the hottest tunes, featuring interviews with artists, plus I'll keep you up to date with my regular beauty and lifestyle feature. You can also catch the show on podcast on the Phoenix FM website. To get your weekend off to a great start, tune in from 7am.
Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM for Brentwood and Billericay.
And 17 minutes after 8 here on a Friday evening, it's good evening to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Good evening. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, my friend. And what about you?
Yeah, bearing up, bearing up.
Well, I guess that's all we can any of us be doing, really, but doing the best we can, aren't we? That's the name of the game. So tell us a little bit about the organisation that you work for.
So, yeah, I run a charity, or should I say I'm responsible for a charity, for single homeless adults that operates in, where do we operate? 5 different local authority areas in Essex now. We're based in Chelmsford, but serve Epping, Rochford, Maldon and Braintree as well. And we do accommodation. We have accommodation for 42 people at present, and that's increasing. And we run effectively a change program for those people who find themselves homeless and helping them get their lives back on track and hopefully back into independent living once again.
And so that, of course, the number of places you work has grown over the years, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I mean, we formerly were known as Chelmsford Chess, and we were started by Churches Together in Chelmsford. But obviously, the need has grown over the years, where you know homeless people or people in general are being impacted by the effects of homelessness, and a number of them are coming onto the streets. And obviously, some of the local authorities nowadays have effectively not a duty, but it's best practice to have a pathway provided. So if there's a homeless person in the area, then one of the best things the general public can do is report them through StreetLink, which you can get as an app on your phone, or go on a website and report that person you've seen homeless, and that should trigger into action an organisation like Chess. This is a national thing as well, but an organisation like Chess to go out to find that homeless person and see if we can offer support and help and hopefully get them into some sort of accommodation.
So how has COVID-19 and everything that we're living through affected homeless people in general and your work in particular?
It's, I mean, it's been incredibly hard for everybody on so many levels, hasn't it, Patrick? I know we aren't in isolation to this, but I suppose when there's homeless people on the streets and the government have called, you know, that nobody should be outside without, you know, like we just heard on the jingle there, you know, without having to do those first things, you know, shopping, exercise, or if you have to go to work. So if somebody's living street homeless, well, how do they get safe? The government developed a Everybody In campaign in March when we were first impacted by the virus and the pandemic, which meant, you know, get everybody in off the streets so that they can be safe from the virus and not be sort of an agent for spreading it as well. So it impacted us significantly. We sadly had to close the night shelter down due to us not having the staff or the resources to staff it for a period of time. However, the nine people that were in the property at that time were found and allocated accommodation elsewhere. We kind of went into emergency mode where we were looking and seeking for other accommodation to help people. We helped the government, local authorities with the Everybody In campaign. Then we went on a frantic drive in, obviously, one, getting our team up and mobilised so that we could be all working from home, or as many as possible could be working from home, and still engaging with our clients. We applied for so many grants, and there were so many amazing grant holders and trusts that were able to facilitate us so that our clients could access, through a tablet device, you know, support. My staff were able to then do stuff from working from home, with laptops and such as the like, and putting phones in the hands of people so that they could regain and keep that contact with others. And then we were on a massive drive in gaining more accommodation. And I think the impact to homeless people, one is that they've seen when there is the will there that actually they can be helped, you know, and that the government, local authorities and charities can work together. And I suppose the impacts that I would say that have been really good have been the willingness to work together. You know, there's been a lot of organisations working with homeless people or the issues maybe that different homeless folks and organisations may well have or work with, things like substance misuse, health, counselling, therapy, floating support, and things like that. So we have actually forged some really good partnership working from this, which has been so encouraging. But we've been growing as a charity as well. So previous to COVID, we had 6 properties and were 32 bed spaces. And now we are 9 properties and 42 bed spaces. And that's going to increase to 64 bed spaces in the coming months. And we will be up to 13 properties.
So where are how are all these properties coming about? Where is the money coming from for these? Are they being donated? How is this working?
So property-wise, there's been some local support from different organisations that have said, you know, let's get this up and running for the charity. So, you know, and the need is clearly there. You know, there have been some that have been void properties that haven't been used, but under the pandemic there's different legislation that can kick in that enable new legislation to take place so that a charity or a homeless organisation can second that property in an agreeable fashion. So that's the way we've kind of done it with these ones. But I will say this, Patrick, my goodness, isn't it hard work going through leases? And, you know, imagine I've just, effectively, when you buy a house, the stress that you go through in buying a house, we have been through in trying to get properties on stream. Oh,
yeah, I
really,
can imagine.
Really quite hard.
I think everybody will be able, who's ever had to buy a house, will be able to appreciate all of that. So actually, so there's been quite a lot of positive developments during this period. Then,
oh, do you know? I know it's been awful, I 100% appreciate the pain that a lot of people have been through with loved ones passing and the trauma of all of that. But from an organisational perspective, for the homeless, it has been really positive, as in there has been a willingness to work together, there has been a willingness to create more bed spaces, and we've been doing all we can to make that happen, and long may it continue.
Yeah, Isn't that interesting, really, where actually, and we've had a number of people on here chatting about the work of various organisations and saying that actually there have been surprisingly positive developments during this period, which I guess would surprise quite a lot of people, really.
Yeah, I think so. And I suppose the other thing is, you know, there's a lot of talk from the media, obviously with the issues that are coming about from the virus. You know, there's a lot of mental health stuff going on for maybe people that wouldn't have struggled in the past. You know, and I think as we go forward into what the new world, for want of a better phrase, looks like, we need to be very mindful to be supporting each other as much as possible. You know, it's a very trying times, aren't they? Very
absolutely. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have a bit more of a chat after we've heard the first track that you've chosen for us tonight. This is You Two and Grace. So why have we got this tonight?
So I suppose at the beginning of lockdown, like many people, we went through some struggles. And I don't know why or how, but this song just kept coming back into my mind. And for me, it was one of those things, I suppose, where you begin humming a song and then realise there's more of a reason why I'm humming this song. And to exercise grace and love to friends and family and loved ones, I think is very, very important at this time. And it's a great song as well by You Two.
When she goes to work, you
and Grace. Grace finds beauty in everything. There's a lovely line, isn't it, from that album. Yeah. Lovely words, too, throughout that word. Thank you, Rob, for choosing that for us tonight.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure. I love that line, what once was pain and once was friction, but it talks about a pearl, doesn't it? The beauty that comes out of some of our more traumatic experiences sometimes.
Absolutely, which of course is a true reality, though often we can't see it when we're going through it. But yes, indeed. So, how are chess being affected now in terms of the work for winter and for homelessness going forward?
So, the way chess was birthed was, as mentioned earlier on, with the churches coming together and seeing the needs of the homeless and opening up their church doors, and then. Obviously, as time rolled on, the years kind of rolled on from the early 90s when they began, there was the need for more longer-term accommodation. And that happened. That's obviously where we're sort of focusing now for long-term stable accommodation for people. But also, we, at this point in time, would always run our winter-based project, which is for those people who maybe don't want to come into a change program or come into a longer term sort of living situation, but don't want to be out sleeping rough in these cold mornings that we had a frost this morning, and it's going to get colder, isn't it, as the months sort of go into winter.
I certainly is.
So over the winter months, we would run what we call a winter project. That would be dormitory style accommodation for 10 to 14 people, and they would just check in on a night by night basis. And that's what we would offer. However, obviously I think it was referred to as a petri dish of infection at the end of March, because we had to finish. I can't believe it's been nearly a year already, my goodness.
Where's it all gone? I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I wrote something the other day, and I suddenly thought, this is 8 months.
Yeah. So we end that in March. So we run from December through to March, and we had to close 10 days early last year because of COVID. Obviously, the deal hasn't changed in the way that public health are viewing those kind of facilities. So we aren't able to run a winter project this year, which will be the first time ever, I think. But because of that, that's where this appetite from local authorities, central government, is for charities that have maybe been doing work with the homeless to provide more accommodation. So this is what we've been hard at work at since April, in increasing the accommodation that we have. So, as mentioned earlier on, this time, in a few weeks, sort of come December, our normal pre-COVID numbers that we'd be working with would be 42, because of the additional homeless accommodation that we would have with the winter project. But we're running at 42 now, and then we will go up by another 6 bed spaces before Christmas. Then there'll be another 7 added to that, plus another 4 within that time frame at some point. And then before March, there'll be another 5 bed spaces, taking us up to 64. So that's our action. And obviously trying to get that to stack up financially as well, because it's not... The thing of it all is, Patrick, it isn't... When you see a homeless person, it isn't just get them into accommodation. That's probably one of the easiest things to do. However, the support and the journey that individual needs to enable them to have a long-term accommodated life is paramount and incredibly hard, challenging. And there's obviously got to be a willingness on both parties to go on that journey. So we have seen some incredible guys come through, women and men, come through our service over the years. And it's a real privilege when you do see, somebody come through and come out the other side shining. We've got one gentleman at the moment who's working with us, been with us for a little while, and he's struggled with depression quite significantly. And he's sort of not pleaded with us, but please can I do some work with your maintenance team? And he's working with our maintenance team, and the difference in this gentleman is unbelievable. It's done him the world of good, even in the middle of a pandemic. So I suppose, in answer to your question, we've grown a lot and are growing a lot, and are doing lots to do more for those people that are hopefully, well, I say hopefully not going to need our service, but I think the results of the pandemic are going to be a lot of businesses, or some businesses, are going to struggle to keep all their employees on, which then might see some redundancies, maybe closing of businesses and stuff like that. And then that puts pressure on the family and the household. And then you could and can sometimes see relationships break down and people then begin to sofa surf, which is staying at friends' houses. And then obviously that's the last step before they actually become street homeless.
Sure. So, yes, indeed. So lots of, sadly, lots of work probably still coming up. Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks for that very much. The script, The Last Time, why have you chosen this for us?
It was my wife's 50th and March the 16th, so we got to celebrate a bit of her birthday, which she continually reminds me, God bless her. And one of the things that we got, I got for her, because we both like the script, was to go and see the script at U2, at the O2. So obviously, it was a song called The Last Time. It was the last time we, I suppose, went out for a really exciting day in London and saw this fantastic band. And the song is so good. Too short, but it's brilliant, this song. I love it.
Why is it so hard to look me in the eye? Playing with that cross that's on your chain. I know you only ever bite your lip. What is something you're afraid to say? Is this the last time that I lay my eyes upon you? Is this the last time that I ever watch you leave? This is the last thing I would ever have done to you. I'm trying to hold your hand, but feeling like my hand's tied. You get it right today. Leaving that ring I gave you in the drawer, but you're taking every single part of me. Is this the last time that I lay my eyes upon you? Is this the last time that I ever watch you leave? This is the last thing I would ever have done to you. This is the last thing that I thought you'd do to me. We said that it would last, but how come?
the script, and the last time, as chosen by Rob Forrest here tonight. Rob, I'm sure it won't be the last time you go out for a nice meal up in London at a show, as your wife is no doubt continually reminding you. I'm sure that will happen. So, yeah, she's listening in the back, no doubt, as well. So, so fundraising for Chess at the moment. Well, of course, that's a big part of your work. So how's that happening this year?
It's been really challenging, actually. Obviously, we look at a budget every year at the beginning of the year. I think this year it was something like £250,000, where we didn't know it was, where it was going to be coming from. So it's a sizable chunk of money. And we do that through fundraising efforts, as well as doing grants, you know, putting in for grants and trusts.
Sure.
And grants and trusts have been really, really amazing this year. So, you know, that has been a real godsend. But however, we have had to cancel some events. So we had a rock choir concert event going to be happening in spring, which sadly had to be cancelled.
I was going to that.
Yes. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be redone, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll redo them, but that's not going to be in this budgeting year.
No.
You know, for sure, we're going to be looking at maybe next summer or something. But the big one that we do annually, which I think most years I come on around this time to promote, is our sleep out, our big sleep out, where we would ordinarily we'd be in the Chelmsford grounds of the cathedral the last Friday night of November, and we'd be sleeping rough for a night in the grounds of the cathedral. And that's always a great fun event with some food, some entertainment and some speakers, and people do always go on to say what a great event is. However, we are where we are. We had to cancel it. But all is not lost. So we're doing a sleep in this year. We're encouraging people to sleep in their own grounds and their own confines. And there's a pack on our website if people want to know how to do that or be engaged with it, which we'd really appreciate your support. And so it's called the Big Sleep In. You know, and with that, we've got, you know, you can sofa surf, which is very comfortable. You know, you should crash out on your sofa for a night downstairs. And as I mentioned previously, you know, that's what many people do before they actually become homeless. And then likewise, you could sleep in your own garden. This morning I did a little video, so please feel free to have a look on either my LinkedIn profile or Rob Sags on LinkedIn, or the Chess Homeless one. I think one of my team have put it up. And I drew up a little tent and put it up in my garden in the frost, you know, because actually it kind of really, it is that point, isn't it, where if we can sleep rough for a night, knowing full well we've got our warm clothes on, our warm dry tent, our warm sleeping bag, and then when we wake up in the morning, I think it dawns on people, okay, so I'm going to go into my warm house now, but how does a homeless person keep warm during the daytime?
Sure.
You know, the sleeping bag. I'll never forget a good friend of mine who did it one year. He turned around and said, you know, it's great fun night, Rob. I didn't see any problem with it. I thought, gosh, this isn't hard at all. And it only dawned on him in the morning when he got out of his sleeping bag, where it was slightly moist with perspiration because he'd been so warm and cozy. How does a homeless person get that dry? You know, how do you get that sleeping bag dry for the next night? How do you keep dry and warm, you know, when you've been all cozy and snug, and then, you know, the next part of the day you're going to be out in the freezing cold. So we're encouraging people to join in on our sleep in, to do it sponsored, so see if you can raise a few pounds for us. And just raise awareness, so put it out on social media feeds, if you have them, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and various other platforms, so that people can see you're doing that in aid of the homeless and supporting them and raising awareness. So that's our big one this year. The sleep in, not the sleep out.
Yes, and that's been extended into December, hasn't it? Not just November.
That's right, yes. Yeah, so we've had a good few people sort of contact us and say, oh, wow, what a great idea. So we have kind of extended it to go into December as well. And we've sort of said throughout the month of November and December, you know, join us, do it sort of thing. So, yeah, very exciting, and a good fun event that previously we haven't really been able to facilitate children or families. So whereas this time, if you're at home with your family, we're in a lockdown, you know, if you've got a tent, pop it up, get all tugged up and all warm and cuddled up together, and think, you know, you're doing that in aid of the homeless.
Yeah, sounds a good thing, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
Okay, the last of the three tracks you've chosen for us tonight, Tears for Fears, Woman in Chains.
Yes. Tears for Fears, I'm a great fan of Tears for Fears. Some wonderful drumming and some great bass playing. And this one, I think, particularly, you know, Woman in Chains, obviously it's speaking about a lady who feels entrapped by her circumstances and her situation. And then if you watch the video with Aletta Adams singing in it as well, which is an incredible voice, you kind of see the her breaking out of what she's feeling entrapped in. And, you know, I think we probably all feel like that now, entrapped in our own homes, entrapped in our own castles. And I just kind of feel like, you know, if we can imagine breaking free, we will get there. And I just thought this was quite topical for the time.
as Tears for Fears and Woman in Chains. And I've been chatting to Rob Sags from the charity Chess. And if you missed all of the information that he gave us and you want to listen to it again, either of those two things, it'll be there on the show blog for tonight, Friday the 20th of November. Birthdays coming up very soon.
Hi, I'm Georgia. Join me every weekday from 3 for Drive on Phoenix FM. We've got all the best music, from 80s classics to current hits, as well as loads of great games to keep you moving when the traffic just won't. I'll make sure you've got all the latest travel and news updates you need, and listen out for our lovely guests to keep you up to date with all things Brentwood, Billericay and beyond. Make sure to listen in 3 to 6 every weekday for Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Phoenix 98 FM, Patrick Sherring.
And we're into our birthdays quiz. Very simple, this. All you have to do to take part is just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, and I'll tell you about somebody, play some music by them, and then during that length of time, you have to tell me how old you think they were, and then we'll check it all out at the end to see who our winner is. 3 points if one of the people taking part gets it exactly right, and only one if they are the closest, and none at all if they miles away. So this is Joe Leeway, a former multi-instrumentalist and styling guru for the 1980s band Thompson Twins. Leeway joined Thompson Twins in 1981 after being one of their roadies. He was playing bongos and congas on their first debut album, and was part of the trio as they went forward in 1982. Interestingly, now since 2006 he's lived in LA, where he works in the field of hypnotherapy. So that's Joe Leeway from the Thompson Twins. How old was he during this last week? radio@phoenixfm.com, and we're here, their UK number 3, Doctor Doctor.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Can't you see?
comes the Twins with Joe Leeway actually on bongos on that track, and we were asking how old he was during this week celebrating his birthday. I'm delighted to say we've got Patrick here in Ingatestone, we've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, and Rob singing to me down the phone wherever he's coming from over there in Malden. We'll be doing more of that.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome if you've just joined us, and welcome back should you have been with us beforehand. We'll have done one of the three birthdays from this week, so we've still got two more to go. So the next is Princess Annefrid Dowager Countess of Plauen-Liestrad, better known by her nickname Frida. A Norwegian singer and Swedish, Norwegian-Swedish singer, songwriter and environmentalist. She's best known, of course, as one of the founding members and lead singers of the Swedish pop band ABBA, which were formed in 1972. ABBA have sold over 150 million albums and singles worldwide, making them one of the best-selling music acts in history. After the breakup of ABBA, she continued an international solo career with mixed success. Her final album, which was brought out in 1996, and she's had an incredible life, and living at the moment in Switzerland, in Zermatt. So the question is, let's just call her Frida, shall we? How old was she during this week? No doubt celebrating her birthday in Zermatt. Radio at phoenixfm.com.
Repeating it said, why you?
Oh, it's all sing-along tonight with the birthdays, isn't it? I absolutely can't listen to Waterloo and not really sing along, can you? Okay, we come to the last of our tracks tonight. And the person we're going to be thinking of is Faye Louise Tozer, an English singer, songwriter, dancer and actress, best known as a member of British pop group Steps. They were a band that charted between 1997 and 2001. Their name was based on the gimmick each of their music videos was choreographed, and the dance steps were, which included most of their single releases. Steps performed from May 1997 to December 2001, and I'm about to be stunned by the statistic I'm about to read out to you. Steps sold over 25 million records, including 15 million albums. Since Steps split, Tozer has returned to the pop charts, once duetting with Russell Watson. Their single Someone Like You charted at number 10 in 2002. In 2006, Tozer was featured as guest as vocalist for Plastic Cinema for two of their songs. So, Faye Tozer from Steps, how old do you think she was this week and celebrating her birthday? And this is Steps and Tragedy.
Here at night,
Debs and their version of Tragedy, which was a UK number one and a number one in New Zealand as well. And I'm just staggered about how many albums they sold. Incredible. Okay, that's the last of our three people this week who've had birthdays during this week. And we've got, as I said earlier, we've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Patrick in Ingatestone, and Rob in Malden, all taking part tonight. And we'll see who's won tonight. Remember, it was 1 point if they were the closest and 3 points if it was absolutely correct with their guesses. So first tonight we had Joe Leeway from the Thompson Twins, and our guesses tonight ranged between 56 and 62. I have to tell you that Joe was 65 this week, but with 62 we had both Bob and Patrick, so that's 1 point each for them. And then Anna Fried, better known, of course, as Frieda from ABBA. We asked how old she was this week, and our guesses ranged there from 65 through until 72. She'd be thrilled at all of that. She was 75 this last week, and the closest person for that, so getting 1 point, was Rob, who said 72. And then we've got here our last one that we just heard, Frey Tozer from Steps. And the guesses that we have for her were 43, 44 and 45. And she was indeed 45. So that's correct answers tonight for Chris and also for Patrick, which means that tonight everybody has appeared on the board. So that's 1 point for Bob tonight, 1 point for Rob, 3 points for Chris, but tonight's winner with 4 points is Patrick. So well done, Patrick. And congratulations to you, and the track that you asked for, we'll be having that after we've had a brief resume here with the singing man from Chess on the end of the phone. Rob, thank you very much for taking part in all of that tonight.
Lot of fun.
Good, good. Well, it's always here, Rob. Should you be having nothing to do down there in Malden on a Friday night? We're always up to this, round about 8:45 or so, through till about now. So, good fun. Brilliant. So, briefly, for those who just joined us, and I can see we have got some people who have, the organisation you work for, and how the people can support and fundraise at this time.
So the organisation I work for is Chess Homeless, and we serve the homeless throughout Essex. And your support would be so much appreciated by doing your own sleep in. And you can find more information out about that on www.chesshomeless.org. Effectively, it's a fundraiser where you sleep in, either on your sofa or in a tent or something in the garden, just to raise funds and awareness regarding single homeless adults.
Cheers, and thank you very much for that, Rob. And of course, people can find all this on the website, can't they?
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
www.chesshomeless.org.
Cheers, thanks very much, Rob. And enjoy the rest of your evening, whatever you're up to.
Thank you, Patrick.
Cheers, Rob. Bye bye now.
Well, bye now.
Bye bye. So, thanks, Rob. That's a Rob there from Chess. We're delighted to have with us here this evening, chatting away with us. So that's been really good. Thank you very much for all of that, for Rob being there with us. Okay, then we're into the track that Patrick chose for us tonight. This is Roger Whittaker and The Last Farewell.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow,
though my heart was full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. And I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Roger Whittaker, The Last Farewell. Thank you for asking for that, Patrick. I've probably not heard that since the 1970s, and I'm fascinated with what I've managed to find out about it. Whittaker hosted a radio program in the UK in 1971, backed by an orchestra with arrangements by Zach Lawrence. Whittaker says, one of the ideas I had was to invite listeners to send their poems or lyrics to me, and I would make songs out of them. We got over a million replies, and I did one each week for 26 weeks. Ron A. Webster, a silversmith from Birmingham, has sent Whittaker his poem entitled The Last Farewell, and this became one of the selections to appear on the radio program. It was recorded and featured on Whittaker's 1971 album New World in the Morning, and it achieved amazing and astonishing success, not just in the UK, where it was a number nine, but Canada number 3, Australia number 3, New Zealand number 7, and in America reached a number 19, but went to number 1 on the adult contemporary charts, which means it astonishingly sold 11 million copies worldwide, making it Whittaker's best known song. So thank you very much for choosing that for us, Patrick. We'll be having the chart from 1974 in about 7 or 8 minutes time, after we've heard two tracks running one into the other, firstly from Gary Barlow and Requiem, and I have to tell you, he's got a new album coming out this month, and Bon Jovi, whose album is selling very well at the moment, and from that, Do What You Can.
Hi. my friends. There is no shame here, I feel no loss. The fallen king both in the same box. No one famous. Please don't panic, it looks so tragic. All switching seats on.
I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Sidewalks, one last paycheck coming through. I know you're feeling kind of nervous, all a little bit confused. Nothing's the same, this ain't a game, we gotta make it through. When you can't do what you do, you do what you can. This ain't my bed, it's just a thought I'm wanting to share. All boat workers, PPE, not before 500 more had succumbed to this disease. Honest men and honest women working for an honest wage. I got a hunger for one fever.
grace of God. Although I'll keep my social distance, what this world needs is a hug. Until we find the vaccination, there's no substitute for love. So love yourself and love your family, love your neighbor and your friend. Anytime we love a stranger, they're just a friend you ain't met yet.
You can, and Chris and Harlow just contacted me and saying that she feels that's a great song. Yes, it is. That's going to be one of the classics I think we remember from this time in years to come when we think about all of the lockdowns and everything. Though, on the other hand, maybe we're just going to want to forget it all. I hope not, because I'm sure there's plenty of lessons that we can have all learnt from it all. Okay, it's time for us to do this. And so look at the chart this week in 1974. At number 20, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. That's the Bachman Turner Overdrive. 19, All I Want Is You, Roxy Music. 18, Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. That's Sparks. Seventeen, To Do Ron Ron from The Crystal. 16, Oh Yes, You're Beautiful, Gary Glitter. At 15, Magic, Pilot. 14, The Wild One, that's Susie Bocotro. Number 13, Too Good To Be Forgotten, that's The Chilites. At 12, Let's Get Together Again from The Glitter Band. 11, Down On The Beach Tonight from The Drifters. At 10, All Of Me Loves All Of You from Bay City Rollers. And at 9, Let's Put It Together from The Stylistics. At 8, it's the Rubettes and the Jukebox Drive. 7 is Lindsay DePaul with No Honesty. Number 6, it's Pepperbox from the Peppers. And at 6, Everything I Own from Ken Booth. At 4, Eddie Holman with Lonely Girl. At 3, You're the First, the Last, My Everything from Barry White. At number 2, it's Queen and Killer Queen. Which means at number 1, as last week, it's David Essex, Gonna Make You a Star. 3 weeks at number one in the UK in November 74. That's David Essex and Gonna Make You a Star. At number two, the song that finally broke Queen in America, reaching number 12 in the Billboard Hot 100 and peaking at number two in the UK. It's The Killer Queen.
She keeps them always shined on. In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China, but down to get your mind up. Incidentally, she's a killer queen. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally, because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Ice Queen and Killer Queen. 20 minutes to 10 here on Phoenix. And don't forget, Dave's along here with Retrograde at 10 for you tonight. Down at the bottom of the charts at number 20, but to make its way up to number 2 and a USA number 1, it's Bachman Turner Overdrive. And as someone used to say on the telly, let's rock. Of course, it was Smashy and Nicey where that used that track. That's taking us back, isn't it? I love that. The production on that is just fantastic. I hope you really enjoyed that. And that's our chart this week. Another vintage chart next week. Okay, going to test your knowledge of pop music now. I'm going to play a track, and I want you to tell me why this is such an important track and why the lawyers were involved. This is from 1963, The Chiffons with a USA number one for 4 weeks, and He's So Fine.
Do-lang, 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 he's so fine. Soft-spoken guy, so sweet, kind of shy.
Chiffons and He's So Fine. The lawyers were kept in business for over 20 years because of the track you've just heard. And this one, I wonder if you can tell me why. This is George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. And well, the reason, of course, that I played that after the Chiffons is that late in 1970, after it had been released in 70, it was the centre of a heavily publicised copyright infringement suit due to its similarity to Ronnie Mac's song He's So Fine. And in 1976, Harrison was found to have subconsciously plagiarised the song, a verdict that had repercussions throughout the music industry. But the lawyers still kept talking until 1992 about it. Didn't stop My Sweet Lord being ranked at number 460 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time in 2004. This was on that list as well from Joni Mitchell.
have gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Last night I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell, and let's keep it with the 70s, shall we? These are Yes and Wondrous Stories.
Leaving no trace, I beg to leave to hear your wondrous story.
Wondrous Stories from Yes, bringing the show to a close tonight. Thank you very much for your company, however long you've been with me. And we were chatting in the first hour tonight with Rob Sags from Chess, the wonderful charity that looks after homeless people in Chelmsford, but also lots of other parts of Essex now. And interesting how you can sleep on your own sofa and raise money for them this year. I'll find out all about that on the Chess website. Next week, I shall have the Bishop of Bradwell, Bishop John Perambula, talking with us, which will be great. And don't forget, there's a whole library of shows of mine. They're going back for right until I came back live in the studio here in June. And, of course, many more from all the years before that, doing this as I have been since 2011. And most of the shows are there. And we've got Dave coming up next with Retrograde. So keep it Phoenix, won't you? We've had the national news.